Hollywood celebrities flock to Joe Biden's first state dinner. By Simon Kent on December 2, 2022. Oh, what a night. President Joe Biden held the first state dinner of his administration on Thursday evening, welcoming French President Emmanuel Macron and wife Brigitte alongside 330 other guests from across the gilded elites of fashion, entertainment, politics and business to the White House. Hugs and kisses abounded as the Biden stepped out on the North Portico to welcome the Macrons. Jill Biden in an off-the-shoulder navy Oscar de la Renta gown. Brigitte Macron in a high-necked ivory one by Louis Vuitton, AP reports. Jill Biden's open invitation as the friendly foursome headed inside was simple: enjoy the evening. Then came the society types intermingled with Hollywood, all bound for a sumptuous banquet featuring some 200 Maine lobsters specially flown in for the occasion. Julia Louis-Dreyfus led the way, pausing only to say that, yes, she'd been to a state dinner before and it was all very exciting, AP noted. Late-night TV host Stephen Colbert reportedly kept his own counsel as guests passed through a White House decorated for the holidays and boarded trolleys for the ride down the South Lawn to a heated party tent. Axios listed attendees as including actresses Jennifer Garner with musician John Legend and model Chrissy Teigen. Then came Vogue editor Anna Wintour, Apple CEO Tim Cook, Hunter Biden, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, Republican California, and Whip Steve Scalise, Arla. French shoe designer Christian Louboutin, wearing a crystal bolo tie, said I have no idea when asked how many women might be wearing his red-soled shoes for the night, and wouldn't hazard a guess. The AP report listed others attending in no particular order. Good Morning America anchor Robin Roberts, Navajo Nation President Jonathan Nez, and Ada Limón, Poet Laureate of the United States. Outgoing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Democrat California, was there, as was House Republican Leader Kevin McCarthy of California, who hopes to succeed Pelosi. She got a seat at the head table with the Bidens and Macrons, McCarthy did not. Big money Democratic donors also had their chance to shine. Among them, movie mogul and investor Jeffrey Katzenberg, a big Hollywood money man, Avram Glazer, who in recent years has given hundreds of thousands of dollars to Democratic causes, and Alexander Soros, the son of George Soros and deputy chair of Soros Open Society. Butter-poached Maine lobster, beef with shallot marmalade and American cheeses were on the menu for the red, white and blue themed dinner. Dessert was orange chiffon cake with roasted pears and creme fraiche ice cream. American sparkling wine will be served for the toasts. Grammy award-winning New Orleans native and the former band leader of The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, John Batiste, provided the after-dinner entertainment. It's going to be fire, Batiste promised ahead of his performance. As is the diplomatic custom in Washington, D.C., nobody left empty-handed. Reuters reports among the gifts Macron brought was a vinyl and CD version of the original soundtrack of Claude Lelouch's 1966 film Un Homme et une Femme, the film the Bidens went to see on their first date, according to the Élysée Palace. The presidential couple reciprocated, giving Macron a custom mirror made of fallen wood from the White House grounds and a custom vinyl record collection of great American musicians. On Friday, Macron is expected to visit New Orleans, which was once controlled by the French and still maintains French cultural links, where he will meet the Louisiana governor and a memorandum of understanding on climate change will be signed. The full list of invitees can be found here. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.